gotten me much more comfortable with all those people up there in my head. And they now, I used to fight them. Like there's one, or I was completely baffled by him. There's one guy, only one. There's one person up there that no matter what the situation is, whether it's too many people and you're afraid, or nobody around and you're lonely, or it's too hot, or it's too cold, or it's a happy occasion, or a sad occasion, no matter what it is, his suggestion is always the same. Let's have a drink. Yeah. It's almost like a command from God, you know. And every time he took a drink, we all got drunk, you know. And, but today I just realized who they are. That's just them. That's my disease talking and all these other goofy people up there. And I don't fight them at all. I mean, it's like defects of character. Might as well get friendly with them because they love the fight. It really energizes them, the fight. Now when they make stupid suggestions, I think we'll say, well, thank you for participating. Now if you'll sit down, we'll call on somebody else. You know? And we just take turns. When they really, a bunch of them get to acting real crazy, I say, you guys need a meeting. Let's go to the meeting. You know? Well, you know, another interesting thing I found about that, all that noise and all that confusion and all that pandemonium that goes on, in the very, very center of me, there's a center of absolute calm. And that's where my higher power is. And that's where he's always been. But I didn't know it. And to not know it is kind of like it not being true. But now I know it. And I know that I can't go anywhere without him being with me. And that's a great counterbalance to the personality in my head that's always afraid. No matter what it is, no, don't do that, don't do that. You'll screw it up and they'll all laugh at you. But now I know that my higher power is with me, just anywhere I go. And I like that. That's very comforting. In fact, somebody said to me, asked me the other day, they said, do you still get nervous when you're going to talk? And I said, well, I don't call it nervousness. I call it anticipatory anxiety. But I said, besides, I alter the third step prayer. I love the third step prayer. In the morning, when I awaken, before I'm even really awake, I like to say the third step prayer, the serenity prayer, and the sub-step prayer. And for those who are new, the third step prayer, the third step is made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God. And the third step prayer says, God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will, and so on. And then at breakfast, Max and I say the serenity prayer, third step prayer, seventh step prayer, and we read some stuff, Al-Anon literature and other literature, and then we have a period of silence. And throughout the day, when I'm going to do something that I'm a little apprehensive about, or a little bored, or just whatever, I'll say those three prayers again. And but like I said, if I'm going to talk, I'll say